Guys, we have one more storyteller this half. So this is someone from the Your Stories crew. He's a Your Stories all-star. He's been telling stories for 4 of the 5 years that we've been a thing. And also today is his 30th birthday. So please, give a big round of applause for Chris Crotwell.
So I turned 30 today. And it's not every day you roll over the odometer that way. Reset that first digit to zero. And it's a time for a little bit of introspection. You look back, you think about things you can pull into your life moving forward with a little bit of intention this year, a little bit of purpose. But I'm a children's librarian, and my core demo is very small people. And so I spent most of the day thinking about the last time my age started with 3 when I was 3. You got to think about, like, when you're 3, you've had object permanence for just 1 year, right? Just around a year, which means just over a year ago, when things were outside of your visual field, they fucking disappeared. Anything you couldn't see did not exist, right? That's amazing. You might think kids laugh at patty cake because it's funny, but it's not. It's fucking terrifying. Your mom's face just turned into hands. Her face is made of hands. That's not a ha-ha laugh. That's a beating back the madness laugh. They're just trying not to spiral away before they can form full sentences. But 3-year-olds are in a space where they're starting to figure things out a little bit, you know? But they have no fucking idea what's going on. It's frustrating, and it's a little bit scary. And that is the point where I relate to them hugely. The world is majorly baffling. I have no fucking idea what's going on. Right after you're 3, you spend these several decades building up this wall of certainty to try to buffer that, but that's all bullshit. And once you get to a certain age, you realize that again. But there's a thing that 3-year-olds can do well, that I don't think most of us can. If adults are emotionally constipated, toddlers have emotional diarrhea. They experience everything immediately and in full force and quickly. Like, if they're upset, they lose their fucking shit for like 5 minutes and they just empty the tank. Right? It is just soul-rending gnashing of teeth for like 5 minutes, but then it's over. You know? And I'm a little envious of that. Because I don't cry anymore. It's not like I never cry. It's like I'll be on the CTA and a part of This American Life will make me get misty. But that's just like a wet emotional fart. There's no relief involved in that at all. I don't know where that button is anymore, you know, to just, like, get weepy. And I don't think you should have emotional diarrhea all the time. I work in public service. If someone came up to me and said, "Can you help me print some pay stubs?" and I just went, "No!" and just had like a primal yell and then broke a keyboard on their face, I'd be fired. That's not cool. But I would be able to, like, get really weepy when I need to. I don't know where that button is. Pixar does. But they make me pay for the privilege, and they only release like 2 movies a year. So that's not getting it done. I don't know how to get back to that space, and I don't think that it's entirely necessary, you know? Like, I don't want to just be a fucking mess all the time. I don't want Shelby to be like, "Let's go get groceries," and I just lay down on the floor and go, "No! I'm hungover, fuck you." Because we can't behave that way. But it would be nice to have a little bit more access, you know. So I guess what I'm recommending, at the risk of encouraging a bunch of people who might not be that stable already to vacillate wildly from one extreme to the other, is, I don't know, break some plates. To weep in front of strangers for no reason. Not every day, but I think what I'm saying is go get diarrhea. Ah. Emotional diarrhea. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chris. We had emotional diarrhea and